Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny Wilson, TJ Bowe, producer Hope, 92.5 WBEE. This Sunday, we're going to find out about the weather or not. All about the groundhog, Phil.
Now, we all know our buddy, Scott Hetzko, has an issue with Groundhog's Day. I don't know why, but meteorologists can't stand the fact that we all gather and party and wait for a groundhog to tell us how much longer winter is. With that being said, I just think we all... Don't you think as humans we're just looking for a way to get together and party?
Yes.
Because it's not just Punxsutawney Phil. You realize there are 20 different groundhogs that are predicting in our country. Oh, yes.
I thought it was only Phil.
No. There's parties all over the place. Actually, historically, Phil is only 35% accurate. There's actually people who have done this study. This is someone's job.
Wait a second. Now I understand... Scott Hetzko.
Yeah.
I'm more accurate than the groundhog, and I'm on 5 days a week.
Actually, there is Staten Island Chuck, okay? In Staten Island. Staten Island Chuck. He's got a party, whole thing. Same as we have here. 85% accurate.
85?
General Lee from Georgia. This thing has its own little mansion. It has, they built it a mansion in Georgia. It comes out, that is 80% accurate, okay, wow. That guy. Let me tell you, we have one pretty close to us that's more accurate than Punxsutawney Phil. And his name is Dunkirk Dave.
Dunkirk Dave.
Dunkirk near Fredonia?
Dunkirk, New York, baby. And he is at a 50% accuracy rate, so... There's rodents all over the place that are much more accurate than Phil.
We're celebrating my dad Jerry's birthday on Sunday, and he's been looking for something to do. Do you think I can convince him to go to Dunkirk and go see Dunkirk Dave? I mean, if there's a party.
You know what? Let's try to talk Jerry into it. Can we call him and try to talk him and you two go in there, a little father-daughter bonding? What is that, about two and a half hours away, give or take?
Ballpark? That's on the other side of Buffalo.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That'd you get cool. off at the Fredonia exit and head towards the lake. That's it.
And now, listen, I don't want to offend Scott. We love Scott helping us with the weather every day, but I'd love to see what this Dunkirk Dave has to say, how the winter's going to be.
It's so funny if you, like, every state has one.
Okay.
Every state has, like, a Buckeye Chuck. Woodstock Willie. Jimmy the Groundhog. Gertie the Groundhog. Like, everybody's got their groundhog.
Gertie.
We got to come up with a Rochester one. What would his name be? We're going to get into that next. 92.5 WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. I think we should really do this. I didn't know about all these groundhogs. They're all over the place. There's not just Phil.
Yeah, and they're kind of named after their local places, you know, like Staten Island Chuck. And you got, I don't know, Gertie the Groundhog, named after the town of Gertie. French Creek Freddy, you know, Dunkirk Dave right over in Dunkirk.
We got to do something for Rochester. What would be a good name if we got a groundhog going every year here to look for the shadow?
What about Rochester Rocky?
Rocky. Okay. Well, that's a great start.
Rock the hog. Something more clever than that. Something that makes people laugh. And plus, I don't see a lot of groundhogs around Rochester. I think we might have to come up with some different... You know, some areas might have to use a prairie dog. What do we have a lot of here? Crows?
You're going to catch a crow and make sure that it sees its shadow?
We're going to see if the crow gets scared away from its shadow. Out of what's the square park there that they're always trying to shoo them away from.
Oh, Washington Square Park.
We're all going to meet at Washington Square Park, and we're going to see if the crows see their shadow.
You're going to go against multiple crows?
Yeah.
And catch how many see their shadows?
We're going to do it way better than everyone else.
Yeah. This is so much math.
I'm tapping out on this. I don't want to be around no crows. 5WB. I think we're on the sun. Everybody else has a groundhog. We should have it. Your idea about the crow, though, I'm ixnaying that. I'm not going to be around no crows. They'll turn around and peck us in the face.
So, okay. Flying rodents are out. Back to the groundhog. This says, hey, TJ. There's groundhogs everywhere in our area. We have three or four of them running around our property right now where I work in Fairport.
Oh.
So Fairport, there we go. Let's get a hill in Fairport, grab one of them. They got three or four running around their property there in Fairport.
Fairport Freddy.
Ooh, I like that.
Fairport Frank.
Yes.
We might be honest. Thank you. Thank
Fairport
you for
Frank the Tank.
Oh, Frank the Tank. Bingo. Thank you texting that in. Now go catch the groundhog for us. Thank you. 92.5 WBEE, Rochester's new country, and we have discovered a groundhog that is closer to us over in Dunkirk, just on the, it's up near the Buffalo area.
Yeah.
And Hope, you were saying it's your dad's birthday today, but he wants to celebrate something big this weekend, maybe even on Sunday. We've got an idea for him. Were you able to get him to pick up the phone?
Yes.
I know it was ringing.
I don't think he wants to talk to us.
No, I don't think so. But Jerry, we got a surprise for you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday, dear Jerry.
We didn't wake you, did we,
keep
on your
going,
birthday?
Keep going.
Go, keep going. He likes it. Oh,
now we know where Hope gets it from.
Yeah, you know the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Sing my name more.
Yeah. Well, we hope you have an epic birthday. We thought of an idea for you to do this weekend, bonding with your daughter. And if you guys want me to come along, I will come along. There is, you know, the big groundhog thing going on this Sunday.
And you wanted to celebrate your birthday on Sunday, and you were just trying to figure out what we were going to do as a family. And I think TJ found something. It's a big party for us to go to.
How about heading to the party where the world's second longest groundhog is being celebrated? His name is Dunkirk Dave, and he's in Dunkirk.
Right, Buffalo.
On the other side of Buffalo. Actually, you get off at the Fredonia exit and you just head towards the lake. And there will be a groundhog named Dave in Dunkirk.
It's supposed to be a big party, Dad.
You never know. Maybe we could get out to Dunkirk, Hope. We'll see.
It doesn't sound like he wants to.
Yeah, we'll see his code for now.
No. We all know that's parent code. We'll see. All right, well, I'll go back to the drawing board for ideas of Jerry's birthday.
I appreciate it. All I right. really do. Thanks
now, do you
so
need the mayor?
Call.
Do you need the mayor to stop by with the key to the city, or you just want to wait on that?
It's not a big year birthday, so maybe we'll save that for a couple of years.
Just the proclamation, then. We'll wait another year for the key. Okay,
right.
Jerry.
Thank you for the call, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday.
Favor this morning, 92.5 WBEE. We're all on this groundhog thing. And, of course, Phil's the most popular one, but there's others around. In fact, Dunkirk Dave is the closest to us.
Yeah.
If you want to head over there on Sunday and see what he's looking at.
But again, I mean, we've got texters going, hey, TJ, you know, Gravel Ponds, we have all sorts of groundhogs up here. And I'm like, okay, there we go. Gravel Ponds Gary.
Yeah, Gara. Okay.
All right. Like Gravel Gary. Fairport saying, hey, we got plenty. I'm looking at him out the window right now. All right. Fairport Frank.
Frank the Tank. Yes.
You know, I mean, so maybe.
We got to throw our own Groundhog Day party. This is the first year. Are you available Sunday?
Well, if we can get my dad wrangled in because he wants to celebrate on Sunday.
Right. Are you available Sunday?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't even know
what I'm doing tomorrow.
Yeah. There's either going to be two or three of us at this first year. The new rage of looking at shadows in Rochester. We're going to find a groundhog. We're going to make it happen. If you want to help, you let us know. 585-252-WBEE.
It was so funny because off air, Hope over here, she's like, it's too bad we can't get down to that gorge down below us. I'm like, because there's animals that live down there. next to...
There's totally groundhogs in the High Falls Gorge. There's deer down there. There's tons of
there's
animals.
There's also skunks, raccoons. The raccoon saw their shadow. Hope found it.
Hope climbed that ladder down there. See what you can find.
It's too bad we can't go down to the gorge.
But our good buddy who helps us with the weather,
yeah.
Scott Hesko, tell us like it really is. I mean, do weathermen go by Phil or anything like that?
So a lot of people know I'm not a big fan of Groundhog Day. Why? First of all, let me be clear. I love the movie, okay? Bill Murray at his best. Phil Connors. I mean, it's great. It's about a weather guy leaving his job in a snowstorm that he didn't predict. How do I not love that? But that aside, the groundhog, useless. It is old weather lore that is not applicable anymore. It's a great reason to have a party. I get it. But don't put too much faith into that little rodent, Groundhog Phil, or the guy from Alaska, or the other guy up in Minnesota. It's all just for fun.
Well, we like to have fun. We may throw the first Rochester Groundhog Party this Sunday. Scott, you in? Scott. Oh, okay. I think we got disconnected there. Oh.
He's always had issue, man. It's funny because he does it like passive aggressively. You know what I mean? But for the last 10 years, it's always been every Groundhog's Day. He's got like an issue.
It's just my job. I'm more accurate.
It's like, oh, again with this Groundhog's Day. The B Morning.